Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you today, now with the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, joining us now in studio. Candy, good morning. Good to see you again.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
All right. So obviously we have got a lot to talk about here today. There's always stuff going on in Coffeyville. So why don't we go ahead and just dive right on in here. What you got for us today?
Sounds perfect. Well, first, I wanted to remind everybody that if you have an event coming up, along with the other events I'm going to be talking about today, make sure you submit them to our community calendar on our website. Or even if you just have news, special announcements, you know, a special at your store, whatever, we highlight that every week on the newsletter. And of course, every morning here at the radio, not every morning, every week. So make sure to contact us and we'll make sure to get you listed on all those announcements and on the community calendar. And if you're not signed up for the newsletter, make sure you do that as well, because of course, tons of information that we share every week. So just want to remind everybody about that. Wait. Okay. Well, planning is underway. I've talked about this a few times in the past, but we are doing all the planning for our Hops Around Town Brew Fest. It'll be in October. But the reason I want to bring it up again today is because this event is growing. So year one to year two, it doubled in size. We're expecting that to happen again. But anytime you have an event with several hundred people, it takes a lot of manpower. So I am looking for volunteers. If you want to help with either some of the planning, or if you can help that day with some setup items or takedown or some other things that we're going to be doing, we probably need about 40 people to help out. And so let me know and I'd be happy to get you on the list. We are also looking for some great sponsors. Again, a big event like this, you never realize how much goes into an event until you start doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the random things. So porta potty and water and sanitizer and tables and chairs and tents and all of it fun. But it does take a lot of sponsors to make sure we can have this big event and bring in hundreds of visitors. So give me a call. Okay, some things happening around the community. So just this week, we got to see a great picture from Coffeyville Community College, who had the privilege to visit Tyro Christian School and deliver scholarships and shirts. And we are really lucky because they do that to every school in the region.
Yeah.
Every sixth grader. And those sixth graders just love it. They're like, I get a free scholarship to go to school, you know. And so what a blessing our college does that and helps our local students stay here. So. Coach Chapman is offering free tennis lessons in June. So if you have a little aspiring tennis pro, have them give them a call and get signed up for that. And you can call at the chamber. We've got the phone number and some information on that. The Coffeyville Public Library gets some new items. They installed two new, tell me if I'm saying this right, is it Montessori? Is that how you say those?
I think
that's how you say it.
I might not know myself.
I know, I always forget. But they're I think that's how you say it. Montessori boards. They're really a lot of fun. And they have a new Toft lot, little kind of almost like a play gym inside. So fun times for the little ones at the library. CRMC news, the Women's Health Unit TV and carts from the generous donations of the CRMC Foundation. So shout out to them. Carter Auto Parts has some new stuff now. They are now carrying parts for motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs. This is that time of year, too, when you see everybody out doing them. And I'm so jealous. I would love to go four-wheeling. So, but check out Carter's for all of your part needs, and they can help you out. ABC Child Care is taking applications for summer and fall enrollment, and that is age 1 through 5. So they do take infants as well, but it's a smaller amount that they can take. So if you are looking for wonderful child care, I hands down can recommend them. They've been great in the community and wonderful with the children. So that's awesome. Oh, for you budding entrepreneurs, it's like, I don't know, maybe because it's spring and summer, it's in the air, but I'm seeing a lot of people thinking about starting a business, and I'm excited about that. I think that's awesome. I wanted to let everybody know that there's a lot of financing options out there. So if you're still needing a little gap financing for that, you know, that last $20,000, let's say, or whatever, there's some programs through eCommunity, through the City of Coffeyville, Montgomery County Action Council, and I have access to one that's through the Southeast Kansas Regional Commission. So, you know, give me a call and I can get you connected to the right people that have that. We're also lucky that at the Montgomery County Action Council office, they have an SBDC staff member whose whole job is to help new businesses. Mm-hmm. So you need help with a business plan or kind of getting things worked out, they can help you get started. And then, of course, I'm here at the chamber to help you be successful that first year. So it's a great time to be an entrepreneur, and I encourage you to start looking into some things. Okay, some shout-outs. Lots of good, really positive things on this. First of all, shout-out to the business spotlight this month, which was Tyro Christian Church. They do wonderful things in our community. We're very grateful for them. And our platinum spotlight was SP Foundry. They've been around for many years and do wonderful things for the chamber in our community. Then we also had 5 new members join this month, which is a lot. I'm excited. And I think I announced 1 or 2 of these last week, but we have Indie Brewworks down in Independence, the brewery, starting to get involved in a lot of things all over the region. Brandon Dana from Farm Bureau, Manor House, AVA Energy, and Osage Springs Vineyard. So a shout out to all of them for getting their business going and joining the chamber. This is a really good time to join if you've been thinking about it. A lot of exciting things going on, and I definitely want you to be a part of it. And in fact, one of them, if you are a small business out there and you want to offer health insurance for your employees, we are now doing a special program with Blue Cross Blue Shield to offer health insurance. So, got to be a chamber member, but I can tell you all about it. Give me a call anytime, and I'd be happy to come out and visit your business. Okay, events coming up. So this weekend, I think today is the 18th. What is today?
The 18th, yes.
It is. Okay, good. I was right. On the 21st is Cruisin' Coffeeville. That's an annual event where you just get all the good classic cars, any car, but of course the classics are wonderful mm-hmm. to see. Cruisin' around Coffeeville downtown. On the 24th, we have the Mother-Daughter Tea Party with the Coffeville Recreation Commission. Speaking of commission, the commission, City Planning Commission, meets twice a month, and the next one's May 24th. And I want to encourage you, if you've never attended a commission meeting, to go try it out. It's easy to, walk a lot, behind on our keyboards mm-hmm. and stuff. But until you go to a meeting and learn more about what they do and have your voice heard, it's just a great way to get engaged in our community. So I encourage you to do that. Of course, next week, very excited, our 115th celebration at the Chamber. That'll be on the 26th. I am looking for items for our time capsule. So if you have something you think would be really neat to include, we'll open it back up and when we turn 150. So that'll be a little ways down the road. So I'm excited about a time capsule, though. I don't know how big they can get, but I want it big.
Yes.
So bring your items to the chamber or let me know. I'd love that. After that, on Friday the 27th, is the Eli Young Band in Caney. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but they're a very popular country band. For them to come to our little neck of the woods is a pretty big deal. We're super excited. So buy your tickets. Find some friends and family from out of town. Bring them to our region. We've got great hotel deals. Be a great way just to support good things like this. Because if we don't support them, then we won't have them come back. So yes. We want to make sure to support those awesome things like this concert. It'll be downtown Caney again on the 27th. June 4th is the Brian Kneesley Memorial Demo Derby. We mentioned this last week, but we love our demo derbies in this. Don't we in Kansas?
Yes, we do.
All over it. So that's just one of our things that we love, and it's a lot of fun. So that'll be June 4th. Make sure you get your tickets for that. And then I won't go into a whole bunch of events coming in June, but just wanted to put a couple of things out there. Father's Day is in June. We mm-hmm. just finished up Mother's Day. If you are not sure what to get your Father's Day, we have Shop Coffeeville gift cards, and they can use them at like 15 or 20 different places. So that's always an easy gift because then they can go buy what they want to buy. Mm-hmm. So we have those at the chamber. Come by and get those or go onto our website and grab that. I think that's all the major announcements. We didn't have a lot going on. Everybody right now, I think, is just getting through all the graduations mm-hmm. right now.
Yes.
I've got one graduating this weekend, so it's keeping everybody busy. But I did have a question, Connor, for your listening audience. And I know you guys do a question of the day.
Yes.
What's today's?
Today's is, it's actually more of a challenge. So it's not even really a poll question. It's, can you describe the plot of your favorite movie in 4 words or less?
Oh, my goodness.
And we've already gotten a few people.
I'd have to really, yeah.
It's one you have to sit and think about for a while, because I feel like I may have shorted the people on the words there for a second.
With four, yeah.
May have wanted to go with one sentence. I'm not quite sure, but...
You're making them think. That's a good
thing. I'm making them think. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I have a question for everybody, but you don't have to call the radio station. Call the chamber. Email me. Message us on Facebook. But this is the time of year, with all the rain, we get ants. Ants. I cannot stand ants. I know they're harmless, but I really cannot stand them. They drive me crazy. And every time we get lots of rain, it seems like they love our house. And I have a graduation big party this weekend, and I'm trying to make sure the ants are gone before graduation. Mm-hmm. So I would love to hear, what do you do in your home that works great? What products, or even those old wives' tales? Like, I've heard cinnamon is supposed to be something that deters ants. So what are some of those tricks and tips or products that you use that get rid of all those ants in your home? Let me know. I'd love to hear, and maybe I'll share it in our next newsletter and give you a shout out on that. So again, email me. My email's on the website, or it's easy to remember. It's C for candy, cwestbrook@coffeyville.com. Of course, anything I shared today, you can email, call us, get on the website, let us know, and be happy to help everybody out.
All right. Thank you so much, Candy, for stopping by here today. Always appreciate hearing from you. So we'll go ahead and move along here. We've got ourselves a short break. We'll come back for more Open Line right at about 9:30. So stay tuned in, stay locked in here as we eventually come on back to that. But you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.